In 1969, the BBC produced a discussion paper, Broadcasting in the 70s, which sought to define the radio networks and their services. The question was, should radio services be generic, providing similar programmes for the listener, or should they be mixed, in old Reithian terms, encouraging the listener to encounter new or unfamiliar material? The Director General, Charles Curran, in July 1969.
Nowadays, in the television age, people use television. We try to encourage them to use it with discrimination, but they use it. They choose radio. The behaviour of people is in a certain pattern, and if you wish to bring them what they want and what they need, then you have to observe how they behave so that you can put it in their track in the best way possible. All we are saying is that what we call the genetic network is the best way of putting it in their track, and we are saying that the mixed network is no longer the most effective way of doing that.
Quite sensible, really. But this produced the first of that most regular of Middle England moments, the Radio 4 furore, characterised by questions in the House, letters to the Times, one in February 1970 signed by 134 senior radio production staff, and generally lots of fuss. Curran and Gerald Mansell, Radio 4's controller, defended the BBC's approach on